The Simpsons. Is it time for the longest running cartoon to stop running? The Simpsons first premiered on TV on December 17th, 1989, after the success of some shorts on the Tracy Ullman show in 1987. It was picked up as a full series by Fox in 1989. Little did people know what achievements and new heights The Simpsons will set for Fox television, comedy, and animation. The Simpsons started off as a cultural phenomenon. In 1997, it earned the title of the longest-running animated show of all time. Merchandise began selling in the 1990s. We may have never gotten any other adult cartoons, such as Family Guy, South Park, BoJack Horseman, Rick and Morty, King of the Hill, Brickleberry, and Bob's Burgers. After the success of 10 seasons, 31 Emmy Awards, 30 Annie Awards, merchandise sales, and a movie, there is said to be a decline in the show in terms of its quality, its stories, its creativity, and humor. Now the question here, is the show still a classic, or is it just plain bad? Let's talk about it.
With my first interview, I have Ryan with me. Ryan, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Cam.
So I have a few questions to ask you about The Simpsons, the longest running cartoon. Would you consider yourself a devoted fan of The Simpsons?
I'd say I've watched a lot of it. My brother, Jamie, is a very big fan. He has a huge collection of Simpsons memorabilia.
Yep.
So I'd say I've watched quite a bit of The Simpsons.
Okay. Second question. After 30 years, 30 seasons, and over 600 episodes, do you think The Simpsons may have overstayed its welcome in any way?
I think over the past 5-6 years, The Simpsons has slowly gotten worse than its prime around when it began. It's gotten quite worse over the years.
Okay. And final question. Do you still have respect for The Simpsons, even after some bad episodes here and there?
It's pretty hard not to respect a show that's been going for over 30 years. But the show has definitely lost its quality, and if it had only started recently, I wouldn't respect it as much as I have because of how long it started.
And also, just one more thing to ask you. Do you think it's time for the show to stop running? Do you think it should end soon?
I think The Simpsons should stop running. I think it's past its prime.
Ah, well, thanks for coming.
That's all right. Thank you.
And for my first expert interview about mother, Meshni Taylor. Meshni, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Cameron.
So, Mum, I have a few questions about The Simpsons I would like to ask you. So firstly, why do you think the show still airs on television despite the notes of dips in quality over the years?
I think a lot of people, young adults, teenagers, and even adults, maybe to an extent kids, can identify with the characters, and they find episodes of the different stories quite funny and they can relate to it.
Okay, second question. Do you think The Simpsons will end at any time soon?
I don't think it'll end anytime soon. I think it's been around for a long time. I believe it's 30 years this year, and I think it'll continue. They will continue making more episodes and more shows and different storylines. I do think there's longevity in the show.
Okay, and final question. Do you still respect The Simpsons after so long?
I do. I do respect it. Awkward with their jokes and their sense of humour. But I do respect the show.
Okay, well, thanks for coming, Mum.
Thanks for having me, Cameron.
And our research continues. And for my second expert interview, I have my dad, Matthew Taylor. Matthew, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, Dad, I'm going to ask you a couple questions about The Simpsons. My first question is, after 30 years, 30 seasons, and over 600 episodes, do you think the show has overstayed its welcome?
I think it has. I think it's time for it to probably finish up maybe in 1 or 2 years' time, because they're running out of ideas, actually, and some of the episodes are sort of repeating themselves.
Okay, my second question. Do you have a date that you think the show might end anytime soon?
I think in about 3 years, the show will end. A certain number of gags you can think of before you just run out of gags. But I do like the couch joke. That's really funny.
Well, and my final question for you. Do you still have respect for The Simpsons?
I'm sort of losing respect, and I actually like looking at some of the earlier episodes because I actually enjoy them more.
Okay, well, thanks for coming, Dad. It's been a great pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
And our research continues.
So there you have it. After interviewing the experts and the public, the majority of people tend to agree that The Simpsons has taken a massive decline in quality. Lots of people, fans and critics alike, also agree that the show has taken a massive decline around seasons 9 to 10. The show may have simply just run out of ideas, and The Simpsons is not the only show that has. Other shows such as South Park, Family Guy, and SpongeBob also tend to run out of ideas because they've been on the air so long. The show might outlive us all, who knows? But no matter what, The Simpsons will always be remembered as a classic show. It's pretty much a part of animated history, with so many quotable lines, fun, relatable characters, and still leave a good legacy no matter what.